A state program that offers scholarships to private schools in Illinois could end this year if lawmakers don't act this spring. The Invest in Kids Act was signed by Republican Governor Bruce Rauner, and it's continued under Democrat J.B. Pritzker. While families who participate say it's been essential for their children, others say it hurts the public schools that most students attend. WBEZ's Susie Ahn reports.
Alexander Smith is a sophomore at Marist High School, a Catholic school in Chicago's Southwest Side. The 15-year-old talks about all the activities he gets to do there.
I currently do fencing, and I'm in band. My brother is too. I play the flute, and just recently this year we went to Ireland, which is not something everyone could say.
Alexander hopes to one day work for the CIA, while his twin brother Christopher says the education at Marist is leading him toward his dream job.
I am involved in the Mock Trial Club because I want to be a family court judge when I'm older.
The twins have only ever attended Catholic schools in Chicago. For mom Tracy Smith, it was imperative for her sons to have a religious education. But a death in the family put them in a tough financial spot when the boys were in fifth grade.
There was a lot of bills and legalities that had to be paid out. Basically, wipe me out. At the time, they were flourishing at St. Sabina, always been on the principal list, A1. It was a question of would they be able to continue their education there.
Through the Invest in Kids Act, the Hyde Park family was able to apply for tax credit scholarships. The program allows people to donate money to scholarship-granting organizations and in return get a 75% income tax credit. Then students can apply for a scholarship to use at a private school for 1 year. The state legislature is considering whether to end the program this year.
We see more scholarships awarded every year, more dollars raised to support those scholarships, and I would say more awareness and participation from schools and families from all parts of the state.
Anthony Holter runs Empower Illinois, the largest scholarship-granting organization in the state. The annual income limit for a scholarship is $90,000 for a family of four. In 2018, the program's first year, nearly $62 million in scholarship contributions were made and more than 7,000 scholarships were awarded. This school year, it's grown to nearly $76 million in contributions and more than 9,600 scholarships. Critics say the tax credits on those donations could be used for underfunded public schools. Holter disagrees.
It was part of a comprehensive education funding reform that increased funding to public schools significantly, several hundred million more dollars a year. And let's not forget that these independent private schools throughout the state also serve a very important role in educating Illinois kids.
However, 83% of public schools in Illinois are still underfunded, according to a report from Partnership for Equity and Education Rights Illinois. Kathy Griffin is the president of the Illinois Education Association, the state's largest teachers union. She says the tax credit scholarships amount to a voucher program.
I contribute to causes, to my church, to different things that I think are important to me, not so that I can get 3/4 of that back in a tax scholarship. I give that because that's what a donation is. So this is a scheme.
She's concerned that some private schools can discriminate against certain students based on religion, disabilities, or LGBTQ identity. And Griffin questions whether students are doing better at the private schools. Data on student performance will be available in the fall. But Griffin recognizes there are kids who do rely on this program.
We don't want to pull the rug out from any child. So if they are in an elementary school until they get to high school, we can work on that to help support those students.
Cassie Cresswell is director of Illinois Families for Public Schools. She says the scholarships could continue, but the tax credits should end.
If this is about the kids and it's about providing kids with scholarships, the people who are doing this for the tax credits can keep on doing it. And there's no reason that Empower Illinois can't be handing out just as much money in scholarships.
Tracy Smith's sons are no longer on tax credit scholarships, but she wants the program available for other families.
We give credits to movies that come here 30% off to come to our cities. Why can't we give that same to our children?
She says ending the program would be devastating for the state's education system. Susie Ahn, WBEZ News.